Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tuttle with you, coast to coast and around the world on American Forces Radio Network. Yes, speaking of dogs, dog food is what they need. And I bring that up because we're very happy to be joined once again by the boy wonder himself, and that is Burt Ward. You know him, you love him as Robin. And he had a last time he was on the show a few years ago, we talked about Gentle Giants dog and puppy food. And Burt, welcome back. You're here to introduce all the people who had cats. You got cat food now, right?
That's right. Hello, citizen. Yes, we have. Well, here's what happened. For the last 15 years, we've been making this food, which is our charity. We take no salary from this, Gentle Giants dog and puppy food. And we have dogs living up to 27 and a half years, running around like puppies in their mid-20s. And their quality of life is so good that they only go to a veterinarian every 3 years for a $10 rabies update. There's no illness here. But because last year, two of our cats died. One was 31 years old. The other was 32 years old. And they were eating our dog food, believe it or not, that we decided, hey, this is really working amazing. So we took the ingredients from our dog food, and with our same nutritionist, the best we could find in the country, created Gentle Giants cat and kitten food. And we've just come out with it again. It's our charity. We take no salary from it, but it's available at Target, Walmart, and then online, walmart.com, target.com, chewy.com, petco.com, petsmart.com, tractorsupply.com, and our own website, gentlegiantspetproducts.com. And we are thrilled to be able to help cats live so much longer and healthier. In other words, all of us can have our pets with us an extra 5 or 10 years or even longer.
Very cool. Now, I remember growing up in the 70s and we always heard, you know, don't eat dog food. It's meat byproducts. It's just garbage. And so now we're in a different era and your company, natural, non-GMO, and different stages of a cat's existence, kittens, adults, seniors, indoor, outdoor, lactating cats, sensitive stomachs. It's a whole different game now, isn't it?
It is. You know, what's happened is over the years, see, when I was a kid and had a dog, the dog lived outside. Over the years, it's come to where people say, well, I bring my dog in every night or my cat in every night, but during the day they like to be outside. But in reality, these animals do much better by living inside. Now, we let them go out whenever they want, to go to the bathroom, to play, to explore, but they basically live inside, and that gives them a feeling of safety, and it's a nurturing feeling. You know, we've had more than 15,500 dogs live in our home in the last 26 years. We always have a minimum of 50, and we always have a few dozen cats as well. And we care for these animals, and they're like family. And they all get along. Everybody loves each other. Everybody respects each other. And it helps them live longer, healthier, with a better quality of life.
And this isn't a new thing, you being now the cat crusader. I mean, I'm looking at a picture of you in your Robin days, and you're sitting on a chair, and you got like four cats in your lap.
Right. That's 50 years ago. Actually, at the time, I'll tell you something. I had 20 cats in my apartment and a lion cub. And I know that's really kooky, but I had made an appearance right after Batman aired up in Tacoma, Washington, at the B&I Circus Store, and they had wild animals in cages, okay, and that people, while you're shopping for clothes, there's a tiger 20 feet away from you. Of course, you know, it was very protected. You couldn't get close to it, but it was still there. And I adopted a lion cub, which was Clarence the Cross-Eyed Lion's brother. And Dr. McWhirter, who raised Clarence, helped me with my lion. He unfortunately only lived 6 months. His lungs never grew as fast as his body, but we tried everything to save him. And believe it or not, this was such a loving animal. He wanted to play with our cat. He didn't want to hurt him. And he would hide or lie in front of our cat pan, and when they try to get past him to get to the cat pan, that big paw would come down and he would wash him for about 2 or 3 minutes with that razor sharp tongue of his. Wonderful.
Wow.
Animals. So animals can be absolutely wonderful if you treat them the right way.
couple more questions for Burt Ward. Tell us about your rescue program with Gentle Giants Rescue as well.
Yeah, for the last 26 years, my wife and I have rescued more than 15,500 dogs. Every one would have been put to death if we hadn't been there to save them. Usually, it's on the very last day when we get a call. Hey, can you come over and get this Great Dane or Shepherd or whatever the dog is? If you don't come in the next 20 minutes, we're going to put them down. I mean, this is like puts tremendous pressure on you. But we rescued every one of these dogs, and all of them have lived in our home with us. And we developed because, you see, we never intended to go out and make a food to sell it at stores. We just couldn't stand to see our dogs and cats dying so young. And so my wife and I said, if there's a way, we're going to help them live longer and healthier lives. So it was on that basis we developed it for our own rescue dogs. But then when we would adopt them and somebody would come and get a Great Dane that was 16 years old, twice their normal lifespan, and they'd say, well, listen, I'm not going to just feed them regular food. I want to feed this stuff that you're feeding. And so we ended up going through all of the process of becoming, you know, having labels and packaging and all that kind of stuff. And that's how this all happened. But it's all been based on helping animals live longer and healthier. And it's our charity. We take no salary from this.
It's an amazing pursuit that you and your wife, Tracy, have done. Have you ever... I mean, look, is every dog salvageable, or are there just some that are just so inbred and vicious that they're just hopeless?
Very, very seldom do we find that. Very seldom, maybe 0.1%. But we do know another rescue. If there was a dog that was that dangerous, okay. And actually, I've retrained dangerous dogs, but there might be a few that you can't get to because there's a medical issue that causes them to act that way. So we do have a fellow rescue that where they can live out the rest of their lives. We don't put dogs down. No, we don't ever do that. The only time if we would put a dog to sleep is if it was suffering in such a way that it couldn't be healed and we wouldn't want the animal to suffer. But other than that, they live out their normal lives, and here our dogs are living up to 27 and a half years, and our cats, the last two we lost, one was 31 and one was 32 years of old. So in fact, we do get some of our dogs back because they're outlasting their pet parents. that's a pretty amazing thought to consider, but our dogs live long and healthy because we give them the right food and everything we do. We have a special way of feeding, and people can, if they want to read about how we feed and care for animals, go to our dog food site, gentlegiantsdogfood.com, and we explain how we feed them and how we care for them, and it is a combination of feeding and care plus food, which is different than every other dog food and different from every other cat food. It's all those things together that allows these animals to live so much longer, so much healthier, with such a much better quality of life.
There he is, Burt Ward, doing some downright saintly work with our animal population, gentlegiantspetproducts.com. And remember, you know the dog food, now the cat and the kitten food. And it's available everywhere, as we mentioned, and online as well, Target.com, Walmart.com, Petco.com, Chewy.com, all the other major retailers as well. And, of course, Gentle Giants Rescue, literally saving thousands of pets from execution. Bert, congratulations on all you do, and thanks for being on the show again, and happy holidays.
Well, thank you, citizen. And as we said on Batman, to the Batmobile!
All right, there he is.